See, and my mother might say to me, well, this man is your uncle, and his wife is
your aunt.
And before the birds laid their eggs, they all built their
nest.
And children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at
chairs.
Yeah, and they put the chairs behind a
desk.
Okay, and you could say that one child sits at a desk, but all of them sit at their
Sunday seat.
Yeah, I still wanted to use the same word.
Chair, desk.
Okay.
Sit at the desk.
Okay. And before a boy fights, he could clench both of his
hands.
Okay, and do you know another word for this part? Both of his
feet?
Yes. And a small flying insect that bothers you in the summertime.
Oh, long flies.
Okay, there's another one too that's even worse.
Mosquitoes.
Yeah. And on a clear day, you could look up in the sky and say,
it's fair.
Yeah, and say, there's not a what in the sky?
Cloud.
And right now, we're sitting inside of your
house.
And suppose there was a troublesome animal that was getting your chickens at night, and you didn't know just what it was, but you wanted to refer to it somehow. You could say, well, I'm going to get my shotgun and get that what? Is there a general word that could refer to anything that might be getting your chickens?
A possum.
Okay, it could be a possum, but suppose you didn't know what?
Animal.
Yeah. Have you ever heard the term, or used the term varmint?
Mm-hmm, varmint.
Do people ever use that to talk about people?
To do out on here.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. Okay. What do you call a little seafood? A little animal that grows in the ocean and it gets to be about that big. And it curls up, turns pink when you cook it.
Crab.
Okay, it's a little smaller than a crab. That's close.
Oh, wow. Shrimp.
Okay. And suppose you want to wash a wool sweater. You know that hot water will make it draw up, so you use cool water, because hot water makes it
draw up.
Okay, and there's another way to say draw up.
Shrink.
Okay. And if you want to show somebody where something is, you can go like that. What are you doing?
Showing them where it's at.
Okay, but
point.
Yeah. And in Florida, they grow a fruit that's about this big.
Grapefruit.
Okay, well, a little smaller.
Orange.
Okay. And if a person doesn't want his car to get rained on, he parks it in the
driveway.
Okay, or he could sometimes have a place that has a roof over it, and he might call it a
car shed.
Yeah, and there's another word too. Sometimes they're attached right onto the
carport.
Yeah, there's still another one. Have you ever heard it called a garage?
Mm-hmm.
Can we just
garage.
Okay. Let's see. To find out how tall somebody is, you can get a yardstick and
measure.
And a long time ago, people used to listen to the radio, but now they watch
television.
And if you need to sue somebody, you have to hire a
lawyer.
And when you get to the court, the man who presides is the
lawyer.
Okay, but the man in the black robes, he pounds his gavel.
I know what it is, but I can't think of it. Like in any kind of meeting, you would call him a chairman, but you won't call it a chairman. You wouldn't call him a chairman, I don't imagine.
Now, there's another word, too. Rhymes with fudge.
Hmm?
It rhymes with fudge.
I know what you're talking about, but I just can't call it.
How about judge?
Judge, that's right. You hear me say, I know what it was, but I couldn't call it.
Uh-huh.
But they're like, you in some kind of meeting, you got a chairman of it. See, he would be something like a judge, but they call him a judge.
Right. It's a different name.
Mm-hmm.
Bread is made out of what?
Some made out of meal and some made out of flour. Bread, you say?
Uh-huh.
Some made out of flour and some made out of meal.
Mm-hmm.